Unit 5. Getting around by subway. New York subways are cleaner and safer than I thought. Their bad reputation is something of the past, and I cannot survive here without them. The platforms are old and not spacious, but quite safe in the daytime when there are many people commuting or traveling. Although you should not stand alone on the platform at midnight, the subway is convenient and easy to use, and it takes you quickly to various parts of the city. There are many ways to ride the subway in New York. You can buy a single ticket or get a Metro card. Both of them are available from vending machines, which you can easily find near the entrance to the platform. If you are a frequent subway rider or visiting here for more than a week, the Unlimited Ride Metro card is handy. You pay $30 for 7 days, and it is more economical than buying a single ride ticket, which costs you $2.75 for every ride. With an Unlimited Ride Metro card, you get free transfers when switching from one line to another, or even to a bus line. What is more, you can travel anywhere and as many times as you want within the same day. Next, let me give some advice on how to use the subway. Once you get a card, you will swipe it at the turnstile. If the turnstile screen says "Go," you can go through. But do not get frightened when you see the sign, "Please swipe again." The art of swiping is not to swipe too fast, but not too slowly. You should also be careful not to go through the wrong entrance. Many stations have separate entrances to uptown and downtown. It is a bit of a shock if you notice you are heading in the opposite direction in the middle of your ride. Finally, the ads placed inside trains are interesting too. Just yesterday on the train, I saw a campaign ad for preventing domestic violence. There were some photos of women who were hurt and beaten by their husbands or boyfriends. It certainly shows us the dark side of New York City.